morning, or good afternoon, or good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast editorial, because this is sort of like radio on the internet. This is Galganov.com. I'm Howard Galganov. And as I said, this is radio on the internet, where there is no CRTC, there's no FCC. There's just you and me, the way radio really ought to be. Today is a rainy day. It was hot over the last few days, but it's down now into the at night. It's into the '50s, which is pretty cool. But it's nice sleeping weather, and it gives us a chance to close off the air conditioner and save some electricity. I wrote the other day about all the people who are just slamming Donald Trump, and especially as the people who support Donald Trump and say, I can't support him, or it's hard to support him because of the things he says or the way he says things, and he really should think long and hard before he opens his mouth. And well, that's a lot of bull. It really is. It's propaganda. It's coming from the other side. Now, who's the other side? The other side is an enormous number of people, from high privilege to the lowest status you could think of, who really don't want Trump to win. They really don't want, and for all of them being selfish reasons. So you have the huge banks, the money lenders. You have Wall Street. You have the hedge fund guys. You have the big unions. And when I say big unions, I'm talking about unions that wield power not just in the United States of America, but all over the world. You've got these rich, rich guys, and you have a lot of countries as well who are worried that, well, their free ride into exporting their goods into the United States is going to come to an end with Donald Trump. You have all these people who are massing enormous wealth against Donald Trump, and they're creating enormous propaganda. They don't want to lose all of the privileges they have. Remember, these are the guys that buy, pay for, and own virtually all the politicians in, around the world, but certainly in the United States of America. These are the guys who put up not the millions, not the hundreds of millions, but the billions of dollars that get these people elected. So who do the politicians owe their loyalty to? To you and me, who put up nickels and dimes, or to these guys who put up billions and billions of dollars? And believe me, I'm not making this up. When you hear that the Democrats are going to spend upwards of $2 billion on this campaign alone, and the Republicans are expected to raise and spend as much as $1 billion on this campaign alone, you got to ask yourself, where's that money coming from? And you think these really rich guys, these really, really rich people, give something for nothing? Well, that's not how they got really rich. They're takers. They're big-time takers. And let me tell you, even the mega corporations, we keep thinking about business. Well, businesses get in there and they really compete, and you know, they're what our society is all about. Not these businesses. These businesses control their industries. They control the politicians. They control the taxes. They control their own free ride. They're the ones who pay for the accountants, the lawyers, and the lobbyists. They're the ones who write the tax codes that none of us could possibly follow, not in a million years. So anyways, before you listen to these people, understand that they're a very powerful force, all aligned against Trump. And then you have the people who are in the really lowest status, and these are the something for nothing bunch. These are the guys who live off welfare, although I don't think it's politically correct to call it welfare any longer, but that's exactly what it is. These are people who wake up in the morning knowing they don't have to go to work, knowing they can sleep in till noon. It doesn't make a difference to them because they're going to get a check. They're going to get welfare in the form of actual money. They're going to get welfare in the form of subsidized housing. They're going to get the form in food stamps. I don't think they call it food stamps anymore either, mind you. And they don't want Trump, because Trump might tell them, hey, you know something, you want some welfare? You got to work for it. Or maybe you got to take some drug tests to make sure that you're entitled to get welfare from the state. So they're really aligned against Trump. And then you have all of the leftists, the elitists, the teachers. The teachers have the best gig in the world. They do nothing. They're in school, or they begin school in, you know, kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, nursery, pre-nursery. And they're in school their whole lives. They never leave school, but they think they're smarter than everybody in the world, including the hardworking men and women who wake up early every morning and go to work and do all kinds of jobs that they don't necessarily want to do. And they pay their taxes. And when you say somebody earning $7 an hour or $8 an hour, whatever it is at McDonald's, doesn't really pay taxes, well, they do. Every time they make a purchase, they're paying taxes. They're paying a sales tax. We pay taxes on everything, except the guys who are living on the dole, the something for nothing bunch. Well, they might pay taxes, but they're only paying back a little bit of what they've taken from all of us, where the guy or the woman who works at McDonald's or anywhere else like that, they're paying back from their money, the money they earned. Anyway, so the teachers don't want to see their free ride come to an end. They love it. They get tremendous salaries. They have fabulous perks. They get to retire at age 55, and in some cases, maybe even less. And in retirement, they're making more money. Very often, if it's two teachers married together, they could be earning like $100,000, $150,000 a year in retirement. And I shouldn't have used the word earning, because they don't earn dick. We're giving it to them. They're taking it from us. And imagine, these are the people who think that, well, they're smarter than everybody else. They're smarter than us. And, you know, they're entitled. They're entitled to have all this money until the day they die. And we have to work until the day we die to make sure that they're going to keep living off this gravy train. They don't want it to come to an end. So all these intellectuals, these elitists, well, they don't want Trump to take away from them as well. And then you have the media. Remember, there's no such thing anymore as small media. I mean, you're looking at mega billion-dollar companies. When you hear about Comcast or any of these buying other companies for the tens of billions of dollars, you're talking about enormous money. They don't want to lose their privileged status either. So they're against Trump, and why shouldn't they be? If I was riding that kind of gravy train, I'd be fighting like a dog to keep Trump out of the White House, because if Trump does half of what he says he's going to do, just half, he's gonna just clean house, and these people are going to be thrown out like the bad rubbish that they really are. Anyways, I'm Howard Galganov. This is Galganov.com. It's radio on Galganov.com, where there's no CRTC, there's no FCC, there's just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And I want to just mention, please, go to the right-hand side of the editorial and look at the advertisers, three in particular. Polinsky Gunsmithing. Now, I know Polinsky. We've spoken on the phone. This guy is a master when it comes to fixing and to tuning up shotguns. He gives lessons. He's really good. So he's not advertising to make money off of Galganov.com. I really hope he does, mind you, but I don't think so. But he's advertising. He pays $100 a month. He pays $100 a month to support this blog. I can't thank him enough for that. And then there's Old West Spice and Trading Company. I know Bill and his wife too. I've spoken to them. Ann speaks to them. And it's the same thing. They started this business a long time ago. And it's a family business. And they produce everything themselves. And the people who have bought from them, the spices that they've bought from them, have emailed me. And they've raved about the quality. So Old West Spice and Trading Company, give them a look. Give them a call. You know, it wouldn't hurt. And them too, I don't think they're making any money off of Galganov.com. Maybe they are. I hope they are. I hope Polinsky's making money off of us as well. But they're doing it to help support the blog. Then there's the CLF, and you can read on their website, Injustice and Liberty. They're really good guys, and they've helped. They made a donation to Galganov.com, and I told them, you know, make the donation, or don't make the donation, I should say. Don't make the donation. I'll still put you on the blog, because you're fighting for literally truth and justice. And anyways, they're Canadians, And as Americans, you might want to have a look at their blog, because they write about things and they're fighting for issues that you're going to be dealing with as well. Especially now, I hear that the Justice Department is talking about mandating police officers to deliver the people's rights when they're arrested in Spanish now. That's the beginning of a slippery slope. Anyways, I'm Howard Galganov. This is Radio on Galganov.com, and I'll repeat it again. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. So until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.